You're an idiot. And I'm going to explain why you're an idiot, sir. I'm going to explain why you're an idiot so that your family will know you're an idiot. Your friends will know you're an idiot. Everybody here will know you're an idiot. 10 million people in the United States will know you're an idiot. And probably 100 million people throughout the world will know.
You say no, I say yes, I win, I'm the judge, goodbye.
Sensible, adjective, having, using, or showing good sense or sound judgment.
What's up, sensible fuckers? It's season two.
I was chained to a toilet.
Oh, I drink beer.
I threw my boyfriend's decapitated head out the window.
Shut up! Shut up!
Mandy drinks from a bidet.
I got nice nips.
Totally sensible.
Sensible people.
What's going on, Sensible Nation? Welcome to another edition of Sensible People. Tay Wagner riding alongside Mr. Raw Dog Ryan.
What's up, sensible fuckers?
And our lovely Mandy B.
Hi, everyone.
Guys, before the episode started, you did hear the verdict in the appeal of Raw Dog's Viagra punishment from a few episodes back. We told you that was coming. We talked about it a couple episodes ago where Ryan appealed his punishment because he felt like he was ripped off at the end of a game.
Such bullshit.
And so we were lucky enough to get the lovely Judge Judy to make her ruling, as you heard in the beginning.
You guys are all in cahoots. All in cahoots.
So Ryan, why don't you tell them what you took today before the episode, right before we aired?
I took Viagra ED. It tasted like a berry blast, and I just took it about 10 minutes ago. So
we're going to report. You took the Viagra punishment.
Yeah, we'll
we're going to report on what you end up
I hope
feeling,
I don't
experiencing.
Have a heart attack.
Yeah, we are. We're hoping you
I
grow.
Hope you, yeah. I want to see that.
And then we'll point
laugh.
And laugh like the Dumb and Dumber
I think
scene.
You guys are disappointed that you can't see below this bar right now.
That's right. Well, you're not these even are wearing sweatpants. Yeah, I couldn't help but notice.
Yeah, I should have worn
that's
sweatpants.
That's a man not prepared.
You surprised
not
me today.
Not sensible.
Well, it's funny because I was looking up Viagra beforehand because I was responsible for bringing it to the episode today, knowing that
he was
lost
just
his
looking
appeal.
It up before this episode. Yeah, he's looked it up
before.
He had
before, never
maybe.
Heard of it before.
Well, hey, she sided with me. She just sided with me.
I did.
Golf clap.
She's turning a new leaf. If I could
turn
back
time. Turning a new leaf, Mandy B. But anyways, I was looking it up beforehand because I needed to buy it and purchase it before the episode and bring it to the episode so Ryan could take it. And I didn't know that it's not over the counter. I don't know. Did you guys know this?
No, I didn't know.
Yeah, I didn't know either.
So I looked
it up.
I
don't look into this stuff.
Yeah. So I looked it up and it is in the UK apparently, which I thought was kind of interesting. So you wonder if the US will follow suit and put it over the counter OTC sometime in our state.
We set trends, okay, Taytanka?
We don't
follow the UK over there.
That's right, the UK. What I ended up getting was this V shot, which is still a male enhancement. It's comes in a little small bottle. It's not a pill.
Tasted like 5-hour energy. Same concept in the little bottle.
Like right,
five
right.
Hour it looks
energy.
Just like it.
And it says huge results within 30 minutes.
Huge.
It says
huge.
Small bottle. Huge results.
Is the liquid at least blue like the pill?
I don't know, actually. Because you can't. It's not a transparent bottle. I just
How'd it
slammed
taste?
It. It tasted, if I had to describe it, like a thought out blue freeze pop.
Like a thought of that sounds kind of good.
Yeah, it was.
Like
it wasn't bad.
Sweet, right?
Yeah,
right.
A little artificial flavoring.
Well, let's emphasize that they are not a sponsor, so don't buy V Shop. But we'll tell you the results anyways of what he experiences
we'll
here
to
today.
Do you think you'll take one at the live show?
Ooh,
I could.
Maybe something wild will go on like that.
You know
at
what?
Because
there might be just a secret someone in that audience, right, Mandy B?
Oh, you can be that secret someone.
Always keep your heart open. Love will find its way in.
We're so pumped about the live show, you guys. It's February 26th from 7 to 10 at the Safe House in Chicago. Tickets are $12 online, $15 at the door. You can just go to sensiblepeoplepodcast.com and click on the live show tab. And buy them up.
Hurry up and buy!
Yep, buy them up. Tickets are limited quantity, so we hope to see you guys all there. Hey, a couple weeks ago, Tay and I went and checked out the Safe House in Chicago because we'd never been before. And what a cool place. But we got to meet an employee there, and I think her name, this isn't her real name, obviously, but she went by Agent Kodak.
Right. They all at the Safe House, it's kind of unique in that they all kind of go, it's a spy-themed bar, so they all kind of go by secret spy names.
Yeah. Good looking girl wearing a low cut shirt.
I can see down your shirt.
What an ass.
She was talking to Taya and I at the bar while she was, I think she was like stocking the bar or something behind. We're sitting at the bar and she was so mesmerized by our looks. Ooh, she's stocking the bar. She fell backwards into the cooler, head over heels. I felt bad. She was embarrassed. I felt embarrassed for her.
We both laughed out loud. It was that. Yeah. It was hilarious.
Laugh it off though? Was she?
She did. She was a good sport.
She almost went through the glass fridge.
I know. And I'm gonna call her ass out when we're there live, and she's
you
there.
You should.
We're gonna bring her up.
No, but they're going to be tremendous. Guys, they're serving food and beverages at the event. We're doing it with Alternative Facts Chicago and A Brew With You, three of Chicago's top podcasts, really. So it's going to be really fun. Buy a ticket. We hope to see you out there. And the staff's going to treat you well. But speaking of staffs, do you remember when we went to a Dave and Buster's to watch that Ronda Rousey Holly Holm fight?
Yeah, I
like
do.
Several years ago.
That was her first loss ever.
Yeah. And I was thinking about this the other day because Rousey's in WWE now and she's making headlines. And
I haven't watched any of her in WWE.
They say she's good.
Yeah.
I think she's been at it for about a year.
I'm guessing she's probably entertaining.
Yeah. Well, and she's got the skills and like
decent looking.
You know,
I like to watch her even.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's good. Yeah. And I think they're rumoring that she's going to headline WrestleMania.
Oh,
what
really?
I heard. Yeah.
Is she
It'll
the
be
champ?
Like the first yes, she is.
Were you about to just say He-Man?
I was going to say He-Man and you cut me. First He-Man. Yes. The first female, I think, main event ever for wrestling.
Cool.
At a WrestleMania anyways. But anyways, the Dave and Buster staff, do you remember what the biggest, like, what a group of fucking inbreds that turned out to be?
They were awful.
It was like that one woman was like 6'9". Do you remember
her? Oh, the Hogan boot.
Yeah, yeah.
That's how she cleaned tables. She just gave the Hogan boot and flipped them.
Just threw up her yellow boot and her hands in the air and just pushed all the shit off the table.
I mean, you know, because you've been in the industry. Franchise, like, restaurant staff, they're awful. Right?
Yeah,
you were probably pretty awful.
No, I was amazing.
I can tell you right now she was awful.
I was good, but there's some weirdos.
Yeah.
There are some weirdos.
I'm guessing you worked with some coworkers where you were like, what the fuck is wrong with this person?
Yeah, one guy was living out back by the dumpster.
And living in a van down by the river.
That's true.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
You got to do what you got to do.
Yeah. But have you ever seen Waiting?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that's a great
movie. The Batwing?
Yeah, the Batwing.
Dude, that movie is
underrated.
I like that movie. It's very underrated.
You should do the Batwing in our live show.
I will. I don't know if anybody wants to see that, though. This morning before we came to studio this morning, you know, I had Jax last night, so we wake up, you know, his normal routine, he wakes up kind of crabby, I get him his milk, and he sits and lays in my bed, watches a movie. So my phone was almost dead, so he's in my bed watching a movie. I go out in the living room to charge my phone, so I'm laying out there watching. I was actually watching the Ted Bundy tapes at 6:30 in the morning. But anyway, so I'm out there for like a half hour. Jackson comes over to the couch side where I'm laying, and he goes, "Daddy, poo-poo." And like, this is pretty normal. Like he says now, if he shits his pants, shits his diaper, he tells me, I go change him. So I'm like looking at him, though, and he's got a weird look on his face. And he says again, he goes, "Daddy, poo-poo." And he has like his fist out, and he has his fist clenched. And I'm like looking at it. I said, "Jackson, what's in your hand?" He opens his hand. He had poop in his hand.
He called the shit poop.
Oh.
So he reached in his fucking diaper. He had this fucking turd that he smashed in his hand, and then he threw it on the floor. And was just, then he
was
fucking.
You have carpet or?
No, thankfully I got wood floor. And then he ran off laughing the whole time. But he's got like fucking poop in his hand. I had to wipe him. I had to wash his hands and like. He hates being changed, so it was just an awful experience.
My wife did the same thing a couple weeks ago.
It's like, Mr. fucking Hanky, here he comes. Get your ass off the couch.
So what do you got to teach him not to do that shit.
I said, don't ever put your fucking hands down your diaper again.
Yeah.
Ryan pushed his head in the poop like you do a dog.
Like a dog. I put his nose in. Don't you dare do this again.
Oh, no.
Speaking of stories from this today, we're meeting, trying to gather up notes for what we're going to go, you know, talk about today. And we ended up going out to lunch. And wasn't that weird?
Oh my
Mandy, God. Tell people what we saw today.
Okay, so we walk in and we're all looking at the menus, trying to figure out what we're going to order. And this lady's like on the phone with her boss. I don't know, fighting with the boss. The one guy is screaming at her too, saying like, you know, he's done her a favor. She wanted to leave. This is all happening right in front of us. We are customers ready to rock.
Yeah, it was really weird.
Yeah.
And then she even like came out near us and was yelling too.
Yeah.
Then I heard accusations of hitting.
Yeah.
Who was hitting who?
Well, that's what, you were saying that.
Yeah, it sounded like, Mandy was saying, it was something like just back and forth. Then the owner finally came in and it sounded like he asked the guy if he hit her, but it sounded like she hit him and she got fired right on the floor.
Right in front of all the customers. He's like, get out of here.
I was telling these guys, it's a place I frequent and she's been there for at least 5 years. This isn't just like your anybody cashier that's been there for a couple months. I mean, so something major must have happened to get shit canned.
I haven't seen a scene like that in a while. And then she, like, someone was waiting in a car for her. She got in the car, pulled out, and then she came back.
Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. You're cool. And fuck you, I'm out.
I thought she was going to come in with a gun and shoot up the place.
Well, like what we were saying is go to a back room and do this.
That's what I said. Don't you have a fucking office? Not
so
sensible.
Awkward.
Come on.
No apology.
Yeah. No apology from the owner afterwards or anybody.
Yeah.
No one referenced it. Sorry, guys.
Yeah.
You had to hear that. little unprofessional, I would think, right?
Completely unprofessional. He just stared at us.
Yeah.
Hey, sorry, guys, that you had a witness.
How about that? Hey, here's a free fucking fry or something.
Can I get you a jalapeno poppers? Yeah.
So can I get you gentlemen something more to drink? Or maybe something to nibble on? Some pizza shooters, shrimp poppers, or extreme fajitas?
Right.
Like, what the fuck?
Butt chug a beer with you? Something. Come on.
Whatever.
Pretty bad. But the other week, I do want to bring this up before we move on. I was looking at some clips, or I was just kind of like browsing the internet, I should say. And I went to SoundCloud and I stumbled across you, Mandy B.
No.
I sure did. And I sent it to Ryan.
Are you serious?
God.
Yeah, I did.
You stumbled upon it.
Yeah,
I'm getting it right now.
Yeah, pull it up.
So basically what you're saying, you're just so obsessed with me, you can't stop searching
for my name.
He
was searching
platform.
For pics.
No, I clicked the categories worst SoundCloud profiles available in Mandy B.
From
things and the harsh elements. With the Super Liner Spray and Bed Liners from Auto Body Solutions.
All right, this was from
Auto Body Solutions.
This was 7 years ago.
So why don't you give a little background?
Hey, all right, so I went to school
the best thing
in lacrosse in Wisconsin.
Well, it's the winters, of course.
And I won this award at this broadcasting school for having like the breast.
The best breasts.
Those knockers are so good. We're going to give you a prize. No, it was like the best production montage. So 7 years ago, I won
that
little thing. I can't believe you found this. That's so awesome.
This definitely sounds like a radio voice, Mandy B.
I am a lot more skilled than these two idiots. Give me credit for it.
I don't disagree with that.
I will say, though, if you guys look up and you go to soundcloud.com, search her, and you will find her, and her picture looks, she looks a little hippie-ish.
I don't know why you keep saying that.
She's got a little side pony going, a little braid.
All I have is a little braid in my hair.
She looks like she's wearing a shirt that has like woodpeckers on it, or like I don't know what those are.
They're flowers, probably.
Oh, here's a
$4,000 rebate. Full frontal.
Yeah, wait, there's a whole album on.
Wait, here's your cam girl profile.
Well, I'm very proud of that.
Well, did you know this existed on SoundCloud?
No, someone made me an IMBD. Is that right? IMBD.
Yeah.
Someone made me one of those. I don't know who did that.
IMDb.
Database.
It's not the beta days.
And then someone made me the SoundCloud. I don't know what's going on. Creepy.
Well, we should post that for everybody so they can feel free to listen to Mandy's montage from 7 years ago.
Mandy's montage.
You did a good job, though. That deserves a golf clap as well. I guess I'll be
the
only one doing
Ryan,
it.
Ryan, I don't get a call.
No, because I'm wondering when this skill is going to come to the podcast.
Oh, my. You know what? I'm just honing my skills here, and I'm going to move on.
Ooh, honing.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm in the mood to play a game.
Okay.
Let's get ready to play Would You Rather.
Let's get ready to rumble.
Let's get ready.
Game time.
It's game time, baby. We're playing Would You Rather.
We haven't played a game in a while.
No, it has been a while.
I think the appeal's been holding up the games.
Don't bring that
you
up.
You held up everything. What are we playing?
Would You
Oh, Would Rather. You Rather. All right, we got a listener submission but 3 weeks ago, and this one's pretty funny, and I didn't know how to answer it, so I'm going to frame it up for you guys to answer.
Okay.
And he sent it to us, and he said, hey, I thought of a good Would You Rather. Would you rather fuck the hottest girl in the world, but your mom is inside that body? So picture your mom.
It's her personality, her soul,
yeah,
whatever.
She is inside that body. So she knows what's happening. It's her. It's, you know, it's your mom while you're fucking it, even though it's, she's so hot.
Yeah.
And then it all goes back to normal after a day.
Yeah.
Or fuck your mom's body and the hottest girl in the world is inside.
Are you okay?
I'm fine. I just threw up in my mouth a little bit.
Like, and this is, are we doing our normal scenario? Like, you have to pick
one. Yeah, of course you have to pick.
Yeah.
That's a tough one.
Mandy, you go first.
Oh, yeah. So this would be for your dad. Yeah, just your dad.
Yeah.
I feel like, because then you picture, like, your dad's looking up at you.
Yeah. Right, right. No, like, it's, and then it goes back to normal the next day, and you know what happened.
I think I need to do the one where my dad isn't looking up
at me. But it's your dad's body.
Oh, my God.
Honestly... This question sucks. There's not many questions I don't like.
It sucks, right? That's why I didn't want to answer.
I would have to do, to be honest, I'd have to do the hot chick body.
Right?
But you know that Renee is looking
This
up
is
like,
so fucking weird to talk about.
I know, right, I hate this. Right.
But I'm going to end it there. This. Yeah, this is...
So
this,
you go with the body.
Yeah, because like, dude... Oh, this Randy, make your choice and move on, and let's hear his choice.
I think I need, so wait, yeah, so if the person, I can't have my dad, like, involved, my dad knowing.
So right. You would take, so you would take your dad's appearance.
Body. Yeah. Next.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What would you do?
I think I would go with the body, too.
Yeah?
Yeah, because going back the next day, knowing, like, you had sex.
I can't wait to the live show, and I'm going to ask your mom about this question, because I know she's going to be in the audience.
Oh, God.
She'll be very proud that you brought this
up. Very proud moment.
Speaking of banging, are you ready for the next question?
Ready.
Yep.
All right. Would you rather have a bell go off every time you're horny or you're never horny again?
Like an obnoxious bell, I'm guessing.
Yeah. Like, bang!
Well, who's hearing that? Just
everyone.
In your head? Oh, okay.
Well, I guess wherever you get horny.
I would rather the horny sound.
The horny sound is a bell.
Constantly going off.
You wouldn't even be, you can't be mad or frustrated if you're never horny. You know what I mean? Right? If you're not horny, then you have no drive to have sex. Then you don't have sex.
So that's your answer?
No, I'm just saying.
True. It's not like you can't get wood. You're just never horny at all.
But that would suck
that's
if you weren't
unrealistic, I think.
Yeah, the last question was so realistic.
The bell would be annoying, but.
I'd go bell.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I'd have to go bell.
I'm going to go bell, too.
I could deal with it, and just the other person would have to deal with it. Or other people,
if someone looked
say.
At me and laughed, I'd be like, well.
All right, what do we got next?
Would you rather fart every time you laugh or burp every time you cry?
I think the burp.
Yeah, I
yeah,
think.
Burp.
For sure, burp. Oh, yeah, go burp, 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 burp.
Oh, wait, yeah, how much am I crying? I'm not crying that much. So,
right,
yeah.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, burp. Okay.
And every time you laugh, we're just constantly farting and laughing.
I picture you in your room on a rainy day looking out the window, writing in your diary, just crying about your love life.
And then burping.
And just burping, fogging up the window.
Aww.
And a burp is so short-lived, like, and it doesn't, like, it can smell, but it's so, like,
you know,
there
like,
and gone,
you know, like,
you know?
The classic scene when someone's crying at the rain window where they, like, touch the window?
Yeah.
That's how I picture Mandy.
Exactly.
Just drawing little hearts.
Yep.
Steaming it up.
All right, what do we got next?
We got sex with a hideous but alive person or sex with a beautiful, fresh corpse.
I'd fuck
That's
the fresh,
morbid.
Beautiful corpse.
It's a little morbid.
I know. That's,
I mean, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, how fresh are we talking? That's what I want to know. Like, are they dried up?
It says fresh, so
fresh.
They're moist.
Very
so
fresh.
I don't have to bring Vaseline or anything?
I guess not.
No, just a spit will do the trick.
Yeah. Okay, what's your answer?
I think I would go with a live, hideous person.
Yeah?
Yeah. I don't
look too confident.
I'm not a big necrophilia fan.
Have you ever dabbled?
I can't say I have.
Don't knock until you try it. Well,
right. Before Manny gives us the answer, I mean, for her, if she dabbled with a corpse, are we just going to pretend the guy had wood?
Before Mandy answers, do we even care what she answers?
Wait, no, I think that it stays hard. Like, if he died hard. Yeah, no, I think I saw an episode of ER or something about that.
You'd have to, like, stick maybe, like, a popsicle stick in there, and since he's dead,
so
it won't
hurt. Default, I have to screw
no
this
way.
Ugly
it doesn't
person.
Stay hard.
There's no way. You
no
shit
way.
Your pants when you die, though.
That's true.
Yeah, no, I think it does.
Maybe that's
what
you misunderstood.
Speaking of shitting your pants, you ready for the next one?
We don't ever talk filthy like that on this show.
Obviously. Yeah. I'm feeling wild. All right. Would you rather shit on someone or have someone shit on you?
Shit on someone, without a question.
Honestly, not that this is tough for me, though.
What?
For real.
No, mine is shit on someone.
Shit on someone without a question. That's not even a question. How could that be a question?
Because, honestly, put yourself in the situation. How weird would that be to shit on somebody?
Not as weird as getting shit on.
He
honestly, I think
it.
I'd
he
rather get
it.
Shit
this
on.
This is the guy who likes to pee on his face.
What do we think? Did
for
you
real,
write
though,
question?
I think I'd rather get shit on. I mean, it doesn't say where.
Did you ever... All right, this brings me up, an old memory. Do you,
an old memory?
I should frame it up this way. It brings up my childhood.
My childhood was typical. Summers in Rangoon, luge lessons. In the spring, we'd make meat helmets. When I was insolent, I was placed in a burlap bag and beaten with reeds. Pretty standard, really. At the age of 12, I received my first scribe. At the age of 14, a Zoroastrian named Vilma ritualistically shaved my testicles. At the age of 18, I went off to evil medical school. At the age of 25, I took up tap dancing. I wanted to be a quadruple threat. An actor, a dancer.
Where is he
still
going with
weird.
This?
I had a horrible childhood with shit everywhere. No, but we used to... Did you ever see shiteaters.com?
Oh,
wait. We used to do this in grade school. Yes. We'd switch people's homepage to shiteaters.com so their
shit?
Parents... Yeah.
I remember it.
And there's this video on the homepage. They had like a flash video, like a reel.
Yeah, yeah.
Highlight reel. And there'd be like this chick shitting off a balcony. And this dude would hop out of like a little pool and you like chomp the shit out of the water like what? He was a shark.
Wait, was it real though?
Yeah, it was real. Yeah. It was all real. It was filth. We'd set it as the homepage for our friends.
Oh my God.
Desktop URL. So then their parents would go on and be like, what the fuck?
You were just a rotten
savage.
Bitch.
People
were savage
shit,
before
though.
Savage was a
just
thing.
Just like two girls, one cup. How you can't eat shit and not throw up. How?
No, you can if you're Russian.
You. There's no way. You have to be on drugs or something.
Well, maybe they
are.
I would
hope that they were.
I don't know.
I think so.
So what was your answer? You'd rather do the...
I'd rather get shit on.
All right, fair enough.
Because I want to shit in peace myself, and I would be nervous to shit on somebody.
Oh, my God.
That is a lot of pressure. All right, one more, and I actually wrote these ones in, this one in. So the other ones were all listener submissions. This one I decided to add because I just was laughing. It's so fucking stupid, but it made me laugh. So would you rather wake up, look in the mirror, and realize you're reversed cross-eyed? So like a hammerhead shark with your fucking eyes pointing outward. Yep. Or eat a pregnant ferret raw.
you're guaranteed not to die?
Nope. Yeah, you're guaranteed not to die.
But are my eyes forever reverse cross-eyed?
Yep.
You're
permanent. Or you just eat a pregnant ferret. A raw pregnant ferret.
You can't see, right? Like, I'd be blind.
No,
basically?
You can see. I mean, people with lazy eyes can see.
Well,
right?
You can see the left end to the right, just not down the middle.
So only in your peripherals?
Like, you could see me right now, Mandy, but you couldn't see Ryan.
I mean, I could maybe slap the back of your head as hard as I could and make go back.
No! Okay, in that case, I am a crazy person, and I need to see things at all times, so I would be stuck eating this pregnant ferret. Oh, my gosh!
Yeah, that's...
Raw?
Can you imagine?
I mean, I try
You'd
to
be
in
throwing.
Reality. Like, it's so hard, but I don't want to be a hammerhead shark my whole life. I don't. I mean, actually, we could get contacts that probably make our pupils look normal.
Maybe. Yeah, but I need to see. What if someone's being sneaky in front of me? What if someone's pulling a trick?
I couldn't eat the ferret, though, for real. If we want
one ferret souffle coming up.
I'd have to be a hammerhead.
Oh, man.
I'd have to be.
All right, that was Would You Rather. We like to dabble in that every now and then. Do you want to play another game?
Yeah, I'm really.
I think it's
today.
Like a game type of
it
day.
It is a game.
Family game night.
Games. This is a fun game. We kind of played it like one of our earliest episodes, episode 3, I believe, of season 2 with Mandy, where we ended up placing ourselves, or we placed each other in a photograph.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we had a couple minutes to guess where we were placed.
Yeah.
We're going to do the same thing.
But there's a twist.
This time. There's a twist. What's the scary movie? But wait, there's more.
Is that Chris?
No, or Scream. Scream.
Scream. Yeah, yeah,
yeah, Scream.
With, I can't think of his name, but yeah, it's Scream.
All right, so there's more. This time, we're going to figure out, since it's Oscar time, you know, time for the Oscars coming up.
Maybe
we're going to figure out.
There she is.
I love the Oscars are like my football, like my Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I like the Oscars.
They are,
the Oscars
I love
are great.
Them. I love
them. They can be. They can be. Who's hosting this year?
They don't know.
There's
oh,
like
supposed
a no
to be Kevin
host.
Hart.
Yeah,
it's supposed to be, but I don't think anybody is.
Yeah.
Okay. At the time of recording, at least. By the time we release this, there might be.
Yeah,
they
sensible what? People should have hosted the Oscars.
That's right.
We're who they've been looking for all along.
They don't want any. They don't want us anywhere near that red
on
carpet.
Live TV.
No, they do not. No. So, being Oscar time, what we're gonna do is pick our own photograph to place ourselves in, and what that's gonna be is us. With our Oscars date.
Yeah.
So this game is called Who is My Oscar Date?
So we each picked a date
yep.
that the other two don't know who it is, and it's their job to ask questions within a 2-minute time span to guess who.
And they have to be yes or
is.
No.
Yes or no questions.
Yes or no questions, 2 minutes. So who wants to go first? And we'll post these on social media so you guys can see the photos after the fact. And what we photoshopped ourselves into.
Yeah.
I'm really bad at this yes or no.
So why don't you
thing.
Go first? So okay. We'll ask you.
We're
going to try to, Tay and I will try to find out
who
your
date
Oscar
is.
Date is.
Who is my, no.
Yeah.
I don't know. Totally. I was trying to do the game show thing. Okay.
Like I said, we got 2 minutes. So right now, we're about ready to.
Set, go.
Mandy B's date to the Oscars is Brad Pitt.
Is your date of a male?
Yes.
Is your date an actor?
Yes.
Is your date under the age of, let's call it, 40?
No.
Is he more of a movie actor or TV actor?
Movie.
Is he white?
Yes.
Does he have black hair?
No.
Is he more of a comedy type actor or drama? Or is there action? Oh, wait, that's not yes or no. Is he a comedy? Is he in comedy films?
Not
regularly.
Really.
No.
Do you know if he's won an Oscar, an Academy Award?
Yes.
So it's older. She said it's not under 40. He's
yes.
not under 40.
Yes.
So he's older.
Okay. He's white and drama actor.
Has he been in something in the last year?
Ooh.
Or is he
I
retired?
Don't think
in the
last
5
year.
Years.
Yes, in the last 5
okay.
years.
Okay. I think she's going something. No, she said he's white. Never mind.
Okay. Is he done? Let's see. Is he married to a famous actress or actor that you know of?
Not anymore.
Oh,
ooh. That doesn't narrow it down whatsoever. Everybody's
wrong.
Divorced in Hollywood.
Yeah.
Does he have long hair?
Not like medium.
Is he over 60 years old?
We got 25 seconds.
I don't
seconds.
Believe so.
Okay, so in between 40 and 60.
25 seconds.
John Stamos.
No.
Robert De Niro. No, never mind.
way older. Tom Cruise.
No.
That's who I was thinking.
Remember yeah. you asked
not,
if he had
not,
brown
not
hair.
Actually,
no.
Yeah. So he's a blonde. He's
oh,
a blonde.
Shit. Is he... Brad Pitt.
Yeah.
Oh.
Seconds left.
That was, yeah. 6 seconds to go.
So you'd bring a little Brad Pitt to
my
the
mom
Oscars.
And I are obsessed with Brad Pitt. She calls him Brad. It's so cute.
Yeah.
That's my wife's favorite actress.
Who
I mean, actor.
For you, Mandy, what movie was he in for you that's he was the hottest or cutest?
Oh, I
whatever
don't know.
You want to call
everything.
It. Dreamy.
Everything.
Interview
fight,
with
fight
a
club.
Vampire.
He's smoking hot, yeah. In one of the oceans.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I
he's
like
just
how they have him
movies.
Like eat
he's
while
funny.
He's. It's very relatable.
Yeah. All right.
All right. Why don't you go, Raw?
I will tonk. A little honky tonk. That honky tonk, but donk it.
I will get the timer ready.
All right.
On your mark.
You guys are going to. I'm
get all right, set.
Never mind. I'm not going to even talk. Go. You're going to be surprised.
Ryan's date to the Oscars is Candace Cameron Bure, AKA DJ Tanner from Full House.
Is it a woman or a man? I mean,
is it a man?
No.
Is it a female?
Yes.
Is it an actress?
Yes.
Does she have dark hair?
No.
Does she have blonde hair?
Yes.
Is she over the age of 40?
No.
Is she tall?
I wouldn't call her tall, no.
Has she won anything? An award?
No.
Is she a big movie star?
No, not a movie star.
Okay.
Is she a comedian?
No.
Is she hot?
Yes.
Is she into politics?
No.
Is she white?
Yes.
Is she in comedy movies?
No, I would say no.
Is she a big, like, old 80s star? Was she in a lot of 80s movies?
She's young, though.
She's young? I thought you said she's 40. Oh,
I said she's not a movie star, you fucks.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. I'm so bad at this game. Okay, so she's more on TV. She's under 40.
Mm-hmm. How about, does she have a significant other that's in pop culture or the media?
Yeah, at one time.
So is she still popular?
Yes.
Is she in a current TV series?
Yes.
Is it on HBO?
No.
Showtime?
No.
CBS?
No.
Shit.
I know. I'm like, I can't even think of it. Does she have kids?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Does she have her own talk show?
No.
Is she on daytime or nighttime?
Anne Hathaway?
No.
Oh, I should not get.
I don't know why I said that. Who was it?
I'll give you one more clue because you didn't guess the network. She's on Netflix. That's why it's not a daytime or nighttime.
Oh, I literally don't know. Fess up.
No Candace idea. Cameron Bure, DJ Tanner of Full House.
Good one.
She's so hot to me.
That's tricky.
She's wife material.
Wait, is she the one that had a bunch of issues? No.
No, that's
the other one.
Jodie Sweetin.
Yeah.
I like Jodie Sweetin better.
Her husband, see, it was tough to answer your, is her husband in pop culture? Her husband was an NHL hockey player.
Ah, okay. Oh. Who, though?
Pavel Bure.
Yeah, I've heard
that. Wow.
That's your middle name, isn't it? Pavel?
All right, you guys ready?
Got yours?
Yeah. You got the timer now,
ready,
Mandy?
And go.
Tay's Oscar date is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Is it a female?
No.
Is it a male?
Yes.
Is he black?
Nope.
Is he white?
Yes.
Is he tall?
Not really, no.
Is he a movie star?
Yes.
Is he currently in movies?
Here and there. Not really, no.
Does he have dark hair?
No.
Is he alive?
Yes.
Yeah. Just making
sure.
He's
the beautiful fresh corpse.
Yeah, that's right.
Was he most popular in the 90s?
Yes.
I know, you're bad at that. Was he popular in the 90s?
Yes.
Is he married?
I don't believe so. No.
Is he over the age? Would you call him 50 plus? Over the age of
50? Oh, yes. Yes.
Okay.
So he's kind of shorter, right? He has lighter hair.
I didn't say shorter.
Is it Steve Buscemi?
No.
So he's older. Wait, you said yes to dark hair?
He's over 50.
No, not dark.
Robert De Niro.
No.
Ben Stiller.
No. Guess comes questions.
Is he built?
Yes.
Would you say he is a weightlifter?
Yes.
Mark Wahlberg?
No.
Is it
Sylvester Stallone?
No.
Okay, no, he's over 50.
Right. Oh, shit.
Was he more of an action actor?
Yes.
It's not Schwarzenegger, is it?
It is Schwarzenegger.
Right. Really?
I'm taking Arnold to the Oscars.
He'd be
my
a
date.
Good date.
He would be a good date.
He'd be a great
date. Is he still married to Maria Shriver, or did they get divorced? I know they had their issues, but... I can't remember.
I don't know. Yeah, I'm not sure either.
Look it up.
I'm looking it up right now. You didn't hear that he cheated on her.
No, I knew that. Oh. He had a fucking kid with the.
Oh, he had a kid with the maid?
Yeah.
She was so disgusting.
Disgusting.
I didn't know he had a kid with her.
Yeah.
Schwarzenegger, though. Did you guys see the daughter just got engaged to Chris Pratt?
I did.
She is fucking gorgeous.
She is.
She is just. Drink. If if she would just give me 3 minutes and 27 seconds of my life.
Hey, speaking of which, how are you feeling?
Oh, about, honestly, I don't feel shit with the male enhancement.
You don't feel anything?
Nothing? No wood? No chub?
There's no nothing. I feel a little flushed.
Can we get our money
back? I mean, you guys...
Yeah, I'm going to get a refund.
It says it enhances stamina, you know, wood, whatever you want to call it, the looks of your partner. You guys don't look...
You should have to take the other one. This isn't a punishment.
You guys don't look any cuter across the fucking bar, I'll tell you that. Mm. I'll just drink some liquor.
We'll be the judge of that.
So, but let's see it by the end of the episode how I am.
Sensible People brings you Thrive Fantasy. Thrive Fantasy is a new daily fantasy sports platform. Make your first deposit, minimum of $10, and you will receive an instant match up to $10. How do you play, you ask? Choose a contest. We offer MLB, NBA, and NFL. MMA, PGA, and esports are coming soon. Make a lineup in minutes. Pick 10 out of the 20 total player prop options. Rack up points when you pick the correct side. Just go to sensiblepeoplepodcast.com and click on the sponsor tab to sign up today and get your free $10.
All right, guys. Did you see this story about this kid in Detroit? He was in his 20s who fell down the elevator shaft and died playing hide and seek.
No.
Oh, my God.
Well, guess what?
What?
By the graces of God, we are blessed to have Sonny Patel's audio from on the scene.
Our field reporter.
Our on-site reporter, Mr. Sonny Patel, happened to be there live. Coincidentally.
All right.
So here we're going to just share a little bit, but police are investigating the death of a 21-year-old man in Detroit who apparently fell down an elevator shaft while playing hide and seek with friends in a vacant Detroit building. So I think the investigation doesn't really need to happen if potentially we turn this clip in.
We could turn
it
in.
And the crime scene is, yeah, is there a reward? Exactly. So let's hear it and decipher what actually happened at said event.
All right.
Oh, it sounds like he was being bullied.
He's for sure being bullied.
Doesn't sound like hide and seek to me.
No.
It sounds like he's a pussy to me.
This is some bad investigating.
Run, Forrest, run!
I want to know why Sonny wasn't helping him out.
He did have a friend. He had one friend, apparently, telling him to get out of there.
Get out of that elevator shaft.
I can just picture Sonny's just holding the fucking recorder and not helping him.
Well, these kids happen to be on bikes, too, in the building.
Detroit's wild.
I think the kids wanted to kill him. And why wasn't this dumb broad helping instead of just yelling,
no
run?
No kidding. Run, run.
Wait, was she telling him to run into the elevator shaft? Right? Is this a murder case? There.
Right. This is good evidence.
Yeah.
Well, and then Sonny happened to say he has the clip of what happened in the elevator shaft.
When he fell down?
Yeah, he does. So why don't we play that?
Dude, he's been right in on this scene the whole time.
Number one investigator in the
yeah,
United States.
Yeah, he's unbelievable with
his rates are very
skills.
High, though. I'm glad
very
we have
high,
him.
Yes.
All right, so this is him falling down the elevator.
Don't you let her go! Let me fall!
He's got a girly voice.
Yeah.
Grunting.
Sir, please.
I think they realized they were making a mistake and tried to save him.
Dude, death by elevator shaft's gotta be awful.
This is a long elevator shaft.
is that him falling or climaxing? I'm not sure.
We should probably turn this evidence in because that tells a story that this article does not.
I'm not turning in shit. Fuck them. We own the rights. All right.
Thank you, Sonny.
Sensible Nation, our staple segment of our show. We haven't played in a long time.
No, we haven't played since Adam Nutter was on a couple episodes ago, I believe.
So we are going to play our segment, Sensible or Not.
Sensible or not sensible? That is the question. Are you sensible?
As our regular listeners know, we have a couple phrases or statements that we will debate if we think are sensible or not. And if you're new to the show, we hope you like this. Again, it's our staple segment. So who wants to lead off the first question?
I'll go first.
Oh. Okay.
This is something that I experience in the city of Chicago a lot. And I'm sure it happens all the time in many big cities. But, you know, in the hustle and bustle of a city. A lot of people are trying to scurry to work or get, you know, back home and whatnot. And people are in a hurry, right? It's a fast-paced environment, yeah. I should say. And there's kind of like an unsaid, unspoken protocol.
An unwritten rule
about escalators.
Yeah.
And that being that on an escalator, there's enough room for two people standing side by side. Granted, you're not a fat, obese, morbidly obese person, right? Yeah. So two people can stand side by side. On the left-hand side, it's typical protocol that that's open for people running down the escalator, moving. The fast lane. Yes, correct.
Okay.
On the right, if you need to stand, too lazy to go up, whatever, just resting, casually taking the escalator down, you stand on the right.
Yeah.
What happens in the city is you've got these people that don't know this protocol.
These fucking people.
Who stand on the left. Or there's two people talking to each other and they block both paths, or they put their bag on the left and they block both sides. They're standing on the right, they block the left, whatever. They're either way, they're blocking it so that nobody can run down that's in a hurry can get by them.
Yeah.
Is it sensible or not to block both paths of an escalator?
Do you want to go or do you want me to go, Mandy?
Whether you're standing or it's a bag or whatnot.
I see you're ready.
Here's the thing. You can stand wherever the fuck you want to stand on an escalator. How about don't be in a hurry? Leave on time, right, Mandy Bean? You don't have to rush down anywhere.
I've never rushed down
so
anywhere.
So there's no sign. There's no path that says stand on the
right.
It's
an unspoken rule. I told you that.
And it's a fucking escalator. It's moving. Why do you have to move? I take the escalator because I don't want to move. If you want to fly down fucking somewhere, go down the stairs.
There aren't stairs. There aren't stairs in some places.
Well, then that's a dumb building.
Okay. I don't disagree there.
Okay. Well, then get in front of those people.
No, it's not sensible. It's not sensible because in the whole world, everyone knows the left side's the fast side.
Yeah.
Like when you're walking in the mall, go on the left side.
Don't
when
be the one car, fuck on the like side. Ryan that stands out.
Yeah.
And is blocking
Hurry.
Both paths. You know how irritating people
Okay, what, have you ever
are?
Sat in traffic before? Sometimes there's traffic, you can't
it's
go
It's the
around.
Same shit. Someone Deal that camps out in the left lane, you like that too?
So is there escalator rage instead of road rage? Have you ever seen anybody get shot right in the head?
No,
they
might
It's going to happen.
It's going to happen. No. It probably has happened, to be honest with you.
You can stand, if someone told me where to stand on an escalator, I would fucking throw them down the escalator.
So do you purposefully block both, or do you just, you don't care?
No, but
if you happen to block it, it's all right.
I could be in a beautiful conversation with a nice, beautiful woman, and I'll be standing on the left
side.
No,
not you
moving.
Should be standing front and back on the right.
Nuts. Or just get behind her.
I can take that advice. Just
you're
get
being,
behind
now
her.
Now you're being sensitive.
See, now you just got to relate it to me, Mandy B, and I can see it.
You ready to really relate to me?
Yes, let's hear it, Mandy.
Okay, is it sensible to get out of the shower in your towel and scurry back to your room, or to get out of the shower and just put your clothes on right away and then go to your room?
I think it's sensible to throw on a towel and just scurry to your room.
Yeah.
You're talking about what? Like a shared living environment?
Yeah. I live with my roommates. And so okay. I don't know why I just started doing this. I like bring my clothes in there. I get changed
but
in there. How is that not sensible? That's saving on
but
time.
But hold on. You don't want them to see you in a towel? Like, are you really that revealing in a towel?
No, I know. That's the weirdest thing. There's something about putting the towel on that you're like, ooh.
Well, no, so, not sensible. I mean, you don't get dressed in the bathroom.
So I get dressed in a bedroom, too. I get out of the shower, I put a towel on, get dressed in the bedroom. But there has been occasions where I've had to get dressed in the bathroom if somebody was over or whatever.
Yeah.
And I don't know about you guys, but getting dressed directly after you get out of the shower, it sucks. Because, like, I feel like you're not fully dry. I try to put on, like, my boxers and, like, my shirt. And you're still, even if you have your towel on, you're still, like, a little damp. And, like, so pulling up your boxers, it, like, sticks to my legs. Putting on the shirt sucks. I just don't feel dry.
I agree. It's like you need a little gap in
yeah,
time
that little
in between
gap gets
showering
more
and getting
dry.
Dressed.
A little dry time.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not sensible to
and
get
the,
dressed
and the
in the
floor
bathroom.
Is usually wet in the bathroom while you're trying to put your clothes on.
Yeah.
Go to the bedroom,
it's been a
Mandy.
Nightmare.
Yeah, throw a towel out and scurry.
When did
yeah.
I become so?
It's not like you're showing anything.
My shoulder.
Just tell your roommates, don't look.
Close your eyes.
Don't look.
It's because right, your balls right. fall out of the skirt, the towel. Don't look.
She's a real Einhorn. Is it sensible to, while you're in the car, you're going to a location that you've never been before, you're using navigation, or in Taylor's defense, he's using fucking MapQuest. And he's looking for the house, the place of business. He can't find it, so he lowers the music.
Extremely sensible, because I do this all the time. I need to concentrate.
I would read the numbers. People do this. I've seen people do this.
But you don't do it?
No, I don't do it. Lowering, not sensible.
Lowering the music does nothing to help you find the place.
It doesn't.
It helps me concentrate.
People do it to find a parking spot.
Yeah.
I do too.
It's so annoying. Or like if you're like riding, let's say, I'm sure you've been riding with B before, and if she's driving, she's trying to find something, does she ever shush you while she's like concentrated? Well, you can't listen to me while you drive?
Yeah, right, right.
What the fuck?
I'm even a really good multitasker, but there's something about it that
I'm a terrible multitasker, and I hate. I don't know.
I the little times I have to ride in the car with my mom now, she does it all the fucking time. Like, why?
I wonder if, yeah, a lot of more women do this. I wonder why.
Well, you guys are worse drivers, so.
That's
I'm
true.
I'm not going to argue. I'm a horrible driver.
Mandy B, what's the next one?
Oh, the next one is...
Oh, no, wait.
Yeah.
The next one is, we've all flipped a coin in our life, right? Whether it's you're trying to decide a decision, or you're betting, or
you're reffing the Super Bowl.
Super Bowl. Is it sensible to flip a coin in the air, catch it in your hand, and then also do another flip to put it on the back of your hand? And you guys know what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, you flip it,
no,
catch
wait,
it,
wait.
And smack there's, it so it's on the back of your hand.
Yeah, before you guys debate, there's basically two ways to flip a coin. You flip it in the air and let it drop on the ground, and whatever it is, it is. Or you flip it in the air, catch it, and flip it over one more time. So I'm asking you guys, is it sensible or not to catch it in the air and flip it over one more time?
I think it's not sensible, and this is because I love gambling. I feel like when you... That's like giving it an extra
I couldn't
chance.
Agree with you more.
Like you can't, you know, like when you erase your answer in school.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're like, oh, you should have stuck with the same one because you're flipping it and then you're flipping it again, you're saying, right?
I agree.
So
and
yeah, that's
I
messing
believe...
with luck. Don't mess
well,
with
so
luck.
So what do you do?
I guess I, should I try it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Try
get
it.
A coin out.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, what do? I haven't done this since
right,
the last
see.
Super Bowl.
Let's see. Give it a little flip. Oh, she she tried catching it.
Well, it doesn't work if you can't catch
it. She had a fucking lobster
hand. I
never
said I was good at it.
What the fuck's on your hand?
You went Des White with the catch.
Yeah, see? Yeah, no, so you just did the
you
flip.
You just did the flip.
Oh, I know, but I
no, let
I
it drop. No,
that.
Let it drop. See,
I
now.
What feels more natural to you?
That's the true outcome of life right there is what you just did the second
yeah,
time.
Yeah, no, I mean, I agree with you.
Do
so
not,
what,
do not
weird,
play God and do
I
an extra
stop,
flip.
I can't stop, how?
No.
You have to. You. She did the catch, though. That was her instinct.
But I agreed with what your statement was. You
sometimes
can't.
Sometimes your body
an extra
wants to
flip.
Do things.
I like.
Your mind
do the catch.
You would do the catch. You,
yeah,
you look
he would.
Like somebody that would do the catch.
I just. I flip it up, drop trout, put my ass in the air, and clench cheeks when it comes down.
And speaking of random chance, I've yet to be in like a top eight pick of his fantasy league with his fucking ping pong scheme of a fucking. Draft he does, so I don't know how the fuck he flips those ping pong balls. Such bullshit.
Well, you know what else is bullshit? The fact that you hate my throw blankets. That you hate throw blankets, I heard you say. I love throw blankets.
Well, ask
I have
the
them
question.
All over. So I think it's sensible to have throw blankets because then when you make your bed and you want to just go and chill in your room or whatever, you toss on the throw blanket. You don't make up your
so you sit on top of a fucking comforter like a psychopath?
What?
If perhaps it's like 4 p.m. and I'm just popping in there to hang out for a second.
Do you make your bed every day?
No. Do you think I make my bed every
no.
day?
But so you...
Some people do.
But why
know,
wouldn't
but you
just
I
use
do?
The comforter?
I don't know, because that's too heavy. Too heavy.
Oh, you just need a light blanket.
A light
sometimes.
Blanket.
Light
and then
chill.
When you're on the couch cuddling up, you grab that little light blanket.
So is the question using throw blankets on a bed or you having throw blankets
having
around
a throw
the house?
Blankets in general.
Oh,
no, on a bed. On a bed.
Since, on a, well, that's a well, different question.
I mean, a throw blanket because you use in the living room.
Okay,
yeah,
so
that's,
no, so
that's sensible.
The,
on the
so
bed.
The question is on the bed. Yeah, I have like five
oh,
blankets.
Oh, on the that chain. No way. And, not sensible.
And decorative
oh,
pillows.
You don't do that.
Get in the fuck off the bed.
Oh, it's so pretty.
You don't make your bed, so how does it look pretty?
I mean, once in a while I make my
Wait,
bed.
Wait, no.
If I'm going to have company come over.
The decorative pillows are there for when you make the bed. Otherwise,
yeah, yeah.
they sit in a corner.
Have you ever had a guy over and they said, Mandy, those are wonderful decorative pillows. I would like to jump in them.
Yeah, right? No.
Let me ask you guys, too, another thing that bothers me. We all know there's the fitted sheet that goes on your mattress, right? So yep. It's got the elastic. You put it on. It's nice because it's got the elastic. It sticks on. And then usually there's another sheet that doesn't have elastic. Then you got your comforter.
Yeah.
Who the fuck uses the middle sheet? It gets all twisted up. You already have the fitted sheet that you're laying on that's protecting you from your mattress.
So you do elastic and just comforter.
Yeah, because what the fuck? Why am I going to use the other sheet?
I've done that before, too. I'll agree with you. The fitted sheet gets twisted as all get out.
No, you mean the other sheet? Are you talking about the fitted one?
Ryan's saying he doesn't like the middle sheet.
The one that's not fitted.
Yeah, it's like the one that you just tuck. You tuck and like, yeah, that shit sucks.
But what if
it
you get
twisted.
Too hot sometimes? I get too hot, so then I take off the comforter. Oh, good thing I still have
and you
the
just
sheet.
Sleep in it. You are a psychopath. Who uses a sheet as a blanket?
Because weird. I get a little too hot sometimes, and then you got to peek your foot out.
Guys,
wait.
What?
Have you ever seen people that use like pillows as sheets?
No, what? Bagel.
My friend Colin does that. He doesn't use like blankets or sheets.
He just uses a
pillow? Just throws like buries himself in pillows.
That's a psychopath.
So
come on,
that's not.
Tay, I'm guessing this never happened to you because you got a wife. There's been a lot of times where I've been really lazy and I've been like washing my sheets, let's say, and they're in the washing machine, they're not dry, and I'll just sleep right on the fucking mattress. Have you guys ever done that before?
I fucked on the mattress, but I never slept on the mattress.
What do you mean? That's just as bad. You can't clean up your shit then. It just sticks on the mattress.
Worse.
Well, I don't shit while I fuck.
I don't mean shit, but I'm sure you got some fucking
going back to the fitted
juices.
Sheet. Do you ever get into bed and then put the fitted like the elastic the fitted sheet on top of you?
What do you mean?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
You get in the bed and then you put the fitted elastic sheet on top and then you sleep like a
Wait, so no, but what I put the fitted sheet over my head and spray aerosol and huff before I go to bed. That's what I do. And blow it up like a balloon. That's how I get to
I'm just
bed.
Kidding. I've never done that.
Yeah, right.
What do we have next?
Is it sensible or not in this day and age to pay the premium price for porn sites and or dating apps? Because we know they're free. You can use them. You deal with ads. Whether
so
it's
Tinder,
porn-up.
Tinder's free.
Tinder's free.
Bumble.
Bumble's free. But there's also like, you know, premium.
Like
well, let me ask you because I'm not in this world. Yeah. Are there premium paid portions of like the Tinder's Bumbles of the world, or are you specifically talking about Tinder's Bumbles versus like Match, which I know is paid, eHarmony
no,
paid?
I'm specifically talking more about like just Bumble and Tinder. Do you
so they
pay
have
for
paid
prescriptions?
Yeah,
so
okay, got it.
For example, Tinder you only get is so many X amount of swipes a day, the free version.
Sure.
You pay the premium price. You can swipe all day long. You get other features where if you accidentally swipe left that you didn't like somebody, you can bring them back. You have super likes.
Okay.
Bumble, you can swipe all day long. I know their premium thing, though, is like there's like super likes and there's where you can pay almost like when you boost like a Facebook ad, you can like boost your profile so it gets seen by some
oh,
other
you
people.
Can?
Yeah, that's like
funny.
A paid like Bumble
cool.
feature. I've heard from a friend.
yeah.
Or but and then going back to the porn sites like Pornhub, do you pay for that? Or do you just use free?
What are we talking like ballpark pricing on these
I've heard from
sites?
A I've heard from a friend that like Pornhub is about $10.99 a month for the paid. The dating apps, they're about I would say again around $10, $10 to $12 a month for the premium.
I think it's dependent on who you are as an individual. If you have the means to do it and you want to do it, that's how you want to spend your money. Sensible.
I mean, almost versus like going to the bar though. Let's just say you're going to the bar, you're gonna be spending a lot of money on drinks.
Yeah.
So
I think
this,
if you need
like
if that's what makes
drinks.
You happy,
but
do it.
You know what? The other day though, I was asking Mandy B. I was talking to her like a good friend, and I asked her if, you know, I asked her what she thought about me being on dating sites, and she looked me dead in the eye and said, "Man, I just think you're desperate and you're trying too hard."
Oh, I didn't say desperate.
It was along those lines. But you said I was trying too hard. So what would you say if I said I went and paid the premium price on
that? Then I would say you're desperate. So.
I don't think so. I don't think that means you're desperate.
No.
Well, like, you know, when you're like budgeting and stuff and you're like, oh, I should cancel Netflix because that's an extra $10 I could be saving a month. Like, that's
yeah,
an extra $10.
But I, like, again, it's it's...
Oh, if you have the means.
If you have the means to do it, you want, that's how you want to spend your money.
Let me ask you too then.
Same with the porn. Like, if I want to spend my money for a paid subscription instead of just going to Pornhub and I have the money to do so, sensible. Why not?
You'll be able to answer this in the last sensible or not question. But Taylor and Mandy, do you mind if I pay for Pornhub, Tinder, and Bumble Premium on the Sensible People account?
That's a different story.
Which leads Taylor into our last.
So speaking of do you mind, people say that all the time, and we actually threw it on the outline today before we started today's episode because I was handing Ryan a beer, and I said, do you mind opening this for me? And he was like, yes, I mind. And it's just so funny because people say that term all the time, do you mind? And it really puts the person that you're asking in a position to be a complete asshole if they say, yes, I mind, right?
Yeah.
It's almost like a guaranteed, like, you're feeding them the answer that you want.
Don't come up to me and ask me, do you mind? Because I'm not, yes, I do mind, but I'm not going to tell you no. Like, I'm not going to do this. Like,
right.
A do you mind, I think, is an asshole move.
Yeah, because I'm always like, do you mind if I have that last?
Yeah.
Yeah,
and not
so what? And who's gonna say? Actually, yes, I mind.
Yes, that would bother me.
Do.
Yes. That Ed Bigby.
Yeah, what is that, Ed Bigby? Well,
who let that in here?
That is a preposterous statement.
Yeah, I would say not. So
just like empty gestures too. I fucking hate them. You know, when your good friend, their parents, or a close one of them passes away, let's say.
Yeah.
And you always give the empty gesture.
Oh, yeah, I know where that's going.
If there's anything I can do for you, you let me know. If those fucking assholes ask me to do something, I'm going to be pissed.
Right.
I'm just telling you to be nice. Is there anything I can
do? Right. Don't ask.
Don't actually ask me to do something.
So wait, do you think that you're better of a person for saying that, giving that empty gesture, versus someone that doesn't even say it, though?
Yeah, you got to say it just to be nice.
But so sensible to say it to be nice, though? But not sensible to actually ask that person to give something back to you or help you out.
I would bitch for at least a year if you actually hit me up on that gesture I said I would do.
It's just unspoken protocol. Yes. You have to do it.
Mandy, all of our gestures we give you aren't empty, though.
Oh, my God.
They're full.
I don't know. How about
the Viagra? Did it work yet? The V-shot?
No, nothing.
No full chub?
I don't know if it's the size and the girth, but it just didn't do anything.
You couldn't even grow anymore?
No.
Oh, my God.
Too funny. That's sensible or not. Guys, we're wrapping up this show. As Mandy mentioned earlier, we have our live show next week on the 26th of February. Come visit us at Safe House. Tickets online, $12. No fees, $12. On our website, you can find it. You can find it on Eventbrite or on our Facebook page as well, or on our Instagram.
Did you say the website?
On the website, sensiblepeoplepodcast.com. And what's the tab? The live shows tab at the bottom of the episode or the website.
And hey, guys, a portion of... the ticket funds are going to the Ronald McDonald House charity.
Yes, they are. 15%, in fact.
Some of you as listeners might think that we're not that great of people, but hey, we're donating to charity.
That's
we are.
A full gesture there.
Mandy B. made sure that we were going to do something special with this live show and to give back to the people.
It almost caused us to split up.
Yeah. We're not giving anything, and she's just screaming in her ear and pointing in her face.
And we lost that one.
Yeah.
We hope to see you guys all there.
And also with the live show, we also have our merchandise. Hey, wear your Sensible People shirts, your sweatshirts, your socks.
Butt plugs.
You know what? Bring a beach towel and set it down on the bar floor and watch us.
Oh,
that would
be fun. There you
towel.
Go. Yeah.
So buy some merchandise, sensiblepeoplepodcast.com. Click the shop tab.
And make sure you guys are following us on social media. You can hear all our announcements, see a bunch of funny fucking content on our social media channels. That's Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Sensible People. You can find us on those, and then at Sensible People Podcast on YouTube. Guys, it's been a fun one.
Do you guys mind if you click close out of this podcast right now?
Do you guys mind if I take off?
Whatever happened to predictability? The milkman, the paperboy, evening TV. You miss your old familiar friends, but waiting just around the bend. Everywhere you look, there's a heart,
Mm-hmm.